This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Florida lawyer is challenging Donald Trump's ability to run for president in 2024 under the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, citing the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack. Lawrence Kaplan, a tax attorney in Palm Beach County, Florida, filed the challenge in federal court last Thursday, pointing to a clause in the constitutional amendment that says those who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the government cannot hold office. The 14th Amendment's disqualification clause was written in the context of the Civil War, meant to bar those who had joined the Confederacy from serving in state or federal office, but it applies to those who engage in future rebellions or insurrections against the U.S. Kaplan wrote in the filing, "The bottom line here is that President Trump both engaged in an insurrection and also gave aid and comfort to other individuals who were engaging in such actions within the clear meaning of those terms as defined in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Assuming that the public record to date is accurate, and we have no evidence to the contrary, Trump is no longer eligible to seek the office of President of the United States or of any other state of the Union." Kaplan's legal challenge is one of the first questioning the legality of Trump's 2024 bid, though Trump is also facing criminal charges at both the state and federal levels over his actions to undo the results of the 2020 election. Trump's grand jury indictments in the Washington, D.C. federal case and the Georgia case probing efforts to retain power after losing the election make his disqualification automatic, Kaplan said. "The law is the law," Kaplan said. "We'll see whether or not the judges have the guts to follow the law." A forest fire in northwest Montana has burned thousands of acres and at least 50 structures, including 13 homes. The fast-moving River Road East fire in Paradise, Montana, started August 18th and quickly exploded. The blaze burned 12,000 acres in less than 12 hours in the forest 52 miles northwest of Missoula. The fire sparked in dense timber with many dead and downed trees on the southwest side of Highway 200, around the town of Paradise and along the Clark Fork River. The fire jumped the river and the highway, sandwiching the town, and then burned rapidly through open ponderosa pine forest and conifers up the McLaughlin Creek drainage northeast of Paradise. The fire at times forced the closure of Highway 200 and the evacuation of the town of Paradise and surrounding areas. One of the non-residential structures burned in the River Road East fire was the iconic barn along Highway 200 at Kennedy Creek, just east of Paradise. The fire also burned homes up McLaughlin Creek. The evacuation order has been lifted, but residents still have limited access to the area. The fire now has burned more than 17,000 acres. There are 671 personnel working the blaze. The wildfire was significantly slowed by rain earlier last week, but still was just 7% contained last Thursday. Montana native Norm Asbjornson, a self-made millionaire, has made a donation of $10.4 million to the Montana Historical Society in Helena. With Asbjornson's donation, the Montana Historical Society has met its goal of raising $18.8 million for a renovation and expansion to the museum. Historical Society Director Molly Krickenberg said, "Norm is particularly interested in how we support Montana schools with history curricula and our goal of bringing every student in Montana through our doors to help them learn from our history." As Bjornson said, "I look for projects that will be game changers for the state of Montana. This is an investment in the history of Montana and a gift to our current and future generations." The newly renovated Montana Heritage Center includes a 66,000-square-foot addition and a renovation of the historic 70-year-old museum building. The new Montana Heritage Center will open next summer. As Bjornson has made past donations to a number of institutions in his home state of Montana and to his alma mater, Montana State University, including $50 million to MSU for its College of Engineering expansion and $40 million to renovate the Winifred School in his small rural hometown of Winifred, Montana. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.